There was a time when an upside-down loop was a big enough thrill on a roller coaster. Not anymore. At Six Flags Magic Mountain here in Southern California, the new Revolution virtual reality coaster hurdles you up, down, and around while you're wearing VR goggles. Well, maybe not you, but Corey Takahashi. He tried it and has a review.
We're going back riders now, is that right?
My interest in this ride is a little different from Magic Mountain's core demo of teen 20-something thrill seekers. I'm a professor at Syracuse University, and I have a fascination with virtual reality. I've experimented with nearly everything, but a VR roller coaster? Well, that's something new. As I walk up to the ride, I look like a fish out of water with my audio gear, glasses, and wingtip shoes. High school students Dylan George and Azel Fragoso approach me.
Any anxiety?
I'm more excited than scared, but I don't know, it depends on the ride, how intense it is.
I'm terrified.
Still, we get on the coaster and ride supervisor Tori Gillette fits me for the VR headset, which secures a smartphone in front of my eyes.
Chin up, please.
Okay.
Thank you, and what do you see?
I see turrets. I see gun turrets.
Okay, so you remember on your right-hand side of your goggles, you use your pointing finger to shoot the gun? Okay.
I can see out of the cockpit of an aircraft I'm about to fly. As the countdown to liftoff begins, I'm struck with terror. I heard and felt the lap bar lock into place, but I can't see whether I fastened my seatbelt.
Is my seatbelt buckled?
Yeah, your seatbelt's not buckled.
Okay.
I got the J ready. I'll do Revolution.
The scenes in the goggles exaggerate the real-world twists, turns, and loops. Our first major drop looks like we're falling almost straight down in the VR goggles, though it's more gradual in real life.
Oh. Ah!
The ride is more of a first-person shooter video game than a story with a narrative arc, but parts of it remind me of Blade Runner and Inception.
The building collapsing. There's a building collapsing right now.
Ah!
It's disorienting and exhilarating. The 2.5 minutes seems short as the ride ends, even though I feel mild nausea setting in.
We just landed on a... looks like a aircraft carrier.
The ride's biggest shortcoming was sound. Audio could have been as immersive as the visuals, though perhaps the designers figured that hearing other riders' screams was enough.
Okay. Big breath. Deep breaths. I'm almost recovered. How about you all?
Yeah.
I asked Dylan George and Kayla Soto why they'd want virtual reality on top of an already crazy experience.
Because those rides, you just sit down and you watch a screen. This one, you're actually on a ride, in a world, and you're interacting with it. So I think that's really, like, huge and awesome.
Felt like we were in a video game, so that was fun. It gave you another thrill that a roller coaster can't give.
With VR, theme parks can change rides with software instead of years of construction. My shirt's soaked with sweat, my mind and body's unnerved, and it'll be at least a half hour before I feel comfortable driving the freeway. It's something to try, at least once. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi in Valencia, California.